As I near the airport, I see the police presence that tells me another demonstration is underway. Development for the new runway started 3 months ago, and periodically a cluster of protesters forms near arrivals to make their feelings known. They're no trouble, in the main. And although I'd never go on record with this, I sympathise with them. I just think they're going after the wrong target. We've created a world in which we need to fly. That can't change now. Better, surely, to tackle the factory emissions, the landfill. I think guiltily of the daily wet wipes I use and resolve to dig out my Clarins again. A banner's been stretched across the road. Planes, P-L-A-I-N-S, not planes, P-L-A-N-E-S. They must have only just put it there. Security's pretty tight around the airport. The police can't stop them demonstrating, but they take down their signs as quickly as they go up. It seems a pretty pointless exercise, given that anyone travelling to the airport either works here or has a ticket to fly somewhere. A sign isn't going to change their minds. I slow for the roundabout, glancing to the left where a woman holds a placard showing a photograph of a starving polar bear. Seeing me looking, she thrusts it towards me, shouting incomprehensibly. My heart races and I reach for the central locking, my foot slipping on the accelerator in my haste to pull away. The absurdity of my reaction, to a woman on the other side of the railings, for heaven's sake, makes me cross with a lot of them. Maybe I'll keep using the bloody wet wipes just to spite them. Arriving at the car park, I lock my car, then wheel my case to the shuttle bus. I usually walk to the crew room, but the pavement's slippery with grey ice thrown up from the roads, and what was fresh snow at home is slush here. I can't wait to touch down in Sydney and see sunshine, dump my bag at the hotel, and head to the beach to sleep off the flight. In the crew room, there's a buzz in the air that comes with hot gossip or new rotors. I queue for a coffee and cut my still cold hands around the plastic. A woman in civvies looks at me appraisingly. You on the Sydney flight? Yes. I feel myself flush, half expecting her to call me out on it. You shouldn't be here. Instead, she grimaces. Rather you than me. I look for a name badge but don't find one. Who is this woman so full of opinions? She could be anyone from a cleaning lady to a finance manager. Hundreds of people pass through the crew room even on a normal day. And this is not a normal day. Everyone wants a piece of Flight 79. Everyone wants to make history. Santiago's 14 hours and that's not too bad. I smile politely, getting out my phone to signal that we're done. But she doesn't take the hint. She comes closer, pulling me towards her and dropping her voice as though someone might be listening. I heard something went wrong on the last test flight. I laugh. What are you talking about? I speak loudly, banishing the tiny seed of fear her words have planted within me. A problem with the plane? Only they hushed it all up. They made all the crew sign confidentiality agreements and stop it. I'm 99% certain I've never worked with this woman. Why has she latched onto me out of everyone here? I scan her face, try to work out where she's from. Human resources, maybe? Not customer service, that's for sure. No one would ever set foot on a plane again. This is nuts, I say firmly. Do you really think they'd launch a route without being 100% certain it was safe? They had to, otherwise Qantas would have got there first. They've been working on it for far longer. The test flights ran with a fraction of the number of passengers and with no baggage. Who knows what'll happen with a fully laden plane? I've got to go. I drop my half-drunk coffee into the bin, the lid crashing down as I snatch my foot off the pedal to walk away. Stupid woman. Ridiculous to let her wind me up. But a curl of fear wraps itself around my heart. 2 days ago, The Times took a press release on the race between Qantas and World Airlines and twisted it. How fast is too fast, ran the headline, above an article that hinted at corner cutting and cost saving. I spent an hour on the phone with Dad, reassuring him that yes, it's safe, no, they wouldn't take risks. I couldn't bear it if, Dad, It's perfectly safe. Everything's been checked and double-checked. It always is. His tone was loaded, and I was glad he couldn't see my face. I didn't rise to the bait, didn't want to think about it. They took 40 staff members on 3 trial flights last year, monitored their blood sugar, their oxygen levels and their brain activity. The cabin pressure's been tweaked, and the noise levels reduced, and even the meals have been specially designed to combat jet lag. It's as safe as any other flight.